Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray-Wood titled, Australian Businesses Are Getting 15% AI ROI and Leaving Far More on the Table.
And that title does a lot of work because the 15% sounds good until you realize there's a much bigger number sitting right behind it.
Right. So this is based on a SAP and Oxford Economic Survey of 200 Australian executives, real data, not projections. And the headline finding is that Australian businesses are averaging a 15% return on AI investment right now,
which translates to about $4.5 million ROI on a typical spend of $26.7 million. Real money hitting real balance sheets.
Exactly. And by 2028, that ROI is projected to nearly double to 29%. Same investment, almost twice the return. The question Brett asks is whether your business is positioned to capture that.
And for most businesses, the honest answer is probably no, because the report finds that only 10% of businesses are investing in AI in a genuinely strategic way.
10%. The other 90% are doing piecemeal adoption, a chatbot here, an automation there, a pilot that never scaled.
That's a description of a lot of businesses I know. And the painful part is they think they're doing AI. They've got tools running.
But individual tools that don't connect to each other and don't connect to any clear business objective, that's the strategy gap the report identifies. And that gap is costing Australian businesses millions in returns they could be capturing.
So what actually closes the gap? Because I get skeptical when people say, be more strategic. What does that mean in practice?
Brett lays it out in 5 steps. First, define what AI is supposed to achieve for your business, not implement AI, specific outcomes, cost reduction, faster customer response, new revenue streams, vague vision produces vague ROI.
That's the one most businesses skip. They buy a tool and hope the outcome emerges.
Second is mapping agentic AI opportunities across entire workflows, not just individual tasks. And this is the big one. 75% of businesses in the survey recognize the potential of agentic AI, autonomous systems that can plan, act, reflect, and collaborate to complete a goal end to end.
But recognizing it and doing something about it are two very different things. The report puts a 65-point gap between awareness and action.
Extraordinary. 3/4 of businesses know this is where the real prize is, and barely any of them are pursuing it.
What does agentic AI actually look like for an SME owner? Not enterprise level, just a normal business.
Think about an AI agent handling customer inquiries end to end, or managing inventory, or qualifying leads and feeding insights back into your sales process without a human touching each step. The handoff points between people, systems, and decisions, that's where agentic AI augments the business most.
So it's not replacing one person's task, it's replacing the whole chain of handoffs.
Brett's third point is about data. The foundation has to be right first. AI is only as good as the data it's fed. Clean, accessible, well-governed data isn't optional infrastructure. It's the prerequisite. Businesses that skip this find out the hard way.
What about the team side? Because a lot of owners worry about how their people will respond.
Point 4 is AI literacy. The return compounds when your people know how to work with AI. It's not about replacing roles. It's about changing what those roles spend time on, interpreting outputs, validating decisions, redirecting attention to higher value work.
And the 5th step?
Pilot small, but with scale in mind from day one. Pick a high-impact, lower-risk area. Measure the ROI rigorously. Use those results to build internal confidence, then move to the next phase. Iterative doesn't mean indefinite. Brett says set a timeline for each stage.
The numbers at the end of the article really land this. If you're spending $26.7 million and getting the average 15% return, you're generating $4.5 million. A 29% return on the same spend is $7.7 million. That's a $3.2 million annual difference, not from spending more, but from spending more deliberately.
And Brett makes the point that the proportional logic is identical for smaller businesses. The strategy gap costs you the same percentage regardless of scale.
So what's the one thing you tell a listener to do this week?
Audit your current AI spend. List every tool, every subscription, every project. Map each one to a specific business outcome and a measurable ROI target. If you can't do that mapping, that's your diagnosis right there.
For me, it's simpler still. If your business doesn't have a documented AI strategy with measurable milestones, put a 90-day deadline on building one. the 2028 ROI window is already narrowing.
The full article is at anabu.ai. It's worth reading with your leadership team. And if you want to know what a strategic AI approach would look like in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Good place to start.